Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experience.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Reality. Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca L. Norrington, Global Happiness Specialist, Inner Peace Practitioner, Oracle, Teacher, but most importantly, a student, an ongoing student. And today, oh my gosh, just bear with me. I'm recording myself because I was told I needed more content. Video content. So I'm recording myself. I'm also doing this Vibe Noom Vibe, also Blog Talk Radio. If you want to speak with me live, the number to call in is area code 646-564-9619. Hold on a second. You know, I've got to switch to another screen. Oh, let's see. The number is 646. 564-9619, again, area code 646-564-9619. And listen to this. If this isn't enough of me all week, every Saturday, my son and I do a live show on YouTube. It's called Mother and Son Making Sense Out of Nonsense. Plus more. There's a comedic pause in between. So it's called, the title of the show is called Mother and Son Making Sense Out of Nonsense. Plus more. Live every Saturday morning at 9:15 Pacific Standard Time. Yay! And now, but let me get back to the show. So if I feel a little disjointed, I'm not used to filming myself, looking at myself. And you know, I had to, where is my glam team? I'm doing my own hair and makeup. Lord have mercy. Okay, let's get to the show. Welcome, audience. I appreciate you. Reality, spirituality, the truth about happiness, which reminds me a little bit of housekeeping now. Program for Unhappiness, the book that's going to be out in less than, I'm going to say, 2 weeks. I'm on the last revision, the last maybe 30. You know, when you print out the book, you can find more. I can find more edits than just looking on the computer. So I printed it out. I have almost 40 edits completed. It's going to be sent to the formatter today, cover. So within 2 weeks, Program for Unhappiness, Exposing the Untold Truth. And if you've listened to me, you know that I've talked about this program behaviors for decades, and I'm up to 56 program behaviors that subtract from your happiness. All proven, 56 program behaviors, different levels, level one, level two, level three. Oh, that's a lot to say, but let's get to the show. Reality, spirituality, the truth about happiness. Happiness specialist, what nerve? Who does she think she is? And welcome also the Noom Vibe people. If you want to speak with me live, just ask to connect. The topic of today's show, and you listen, I'm an ex-boot camp instructor. I can't deliver a message soft and with, if I tried. I'm already prepared for the emails and for the contradictory comments. I'm already prepared. When I say the topic is, this is meaningless, oh, put your seatbelts on for this. Put your seatbelts on, put your crash helmets on, put your hazmat suits on, because this is going to be a bumpy one. This buttons are going to be pushed. Triggers are going to be triggered. Ooh, and then to even top it off with the first topic of this is life is not as big. Did I say it's all meaningless? I didn't say life is meaningless. I said it's all meaningless. Might as well said life is meaningless. And then to top it off with the second topic, stop asking for it. Ooh-wee. No wonder I don't have any friends. But let me just give a brief introduction, especially for these people, for you wonderful people that are just first-time listeners. And if I never hear from you again, I get it. happiness specialist. Well, when I was younger, you know, when you blow out the candles and you make a wish, I always wished for the same two things. I wanted to live to my potential, and I didn't have an idea of what that meant or what that. I had no clue. I had no vision. I just said I want to live to my potential. And the second thing that I asked for was I wanted to be happy. And this happiness, it has been a lifelong, over 40 years of study, of research, of searching, of seeking. And I have to say, humbly, I am the world's leading expert on the topic. And when I say happiness, let me be very clear. I'm referring to a personal energy, a personal vibration of contentment, a personal vibration of peace at all times, a personal vibration and energy of satisfaction. That means in any present moment, I'm good. No, I don't need anything more. No, the present moment is enough. What is happening, what I'm experiencing is enough. Who's teaching that? Who's telling you that? No, the world says the program is there's more to do. There's more to achieve. And I'm not poo-pooing achievements. I'm not poo-pooing any. But what I want to say is when you vibrate an energy of dissatisfaction in the present moment, you're going to bring that into your future moment as well. So the practice is to vibrate an energy of satisfaction, of contentment, of balance, of peace. But let me give you my definition of happiness. And I realize that we are all as different as our fingerprints. So my definition of happiness is the ability to vibrate an energy of peace regardless of what happens and regardless of what doesn't happen. The ability to vibrate an energy of peace regardless of what does or doesn't happen. Contentment. Peace. Is it possible to sustain that vibration of contentment all the time given what happens, given the circumstances, given the events? The answer is yes. What? You heard me. Yes. Because happiness, contentment, inner peace are all practiced skills. It's practice. Just like any other profession, just like a professional athlete or a musician or a entertainer or a speaker, an author, a landscaper, a painter, a gardener, I said landscaper, a chef. I've got to come up with some more professions. It is a practice. And the question then becomes, what do you practice? Well, thank you for asking. The practice begins with eliminating with patience, with commitment. When you prioritize, when you make that decision, when you choose, when you put contentment, inner peace and happiness above all other achievements, including health. Did she say including health? Yes, she did. Health is wealth. Isn't that right? No, it's not. No. So you're telling me that if you're not healthy, you're telling me if you're bedridden, you're telling me if you are, if your destiny is to live in a hospital bed, you can't be happy, you can't be content. No. So health is not wealth. Health is something else. Health is just a state. Health is a state in mind. I'm getting off on a tangent. But let me get back to happiness is a practice skill. It is a skill. And when I say it's a practice skill, it depends. It depends on the individual and how much they are committed to the practice. In this world, the program is to commit to everything else. The program is to search and seek and achieve and do, and then after the accomplishment, I'll be happy. But you already know that, especially if you've been listening to me. You already know that the journey is the contentment. The journey is the peace. The journey is the joy. It is about the journey. In fact, one of my favorite quotes from Abraham Hicks is, "You cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey." So I'm just talking about the journey and also sharing with you what I've discovered when I said 56 program behaviors that subtract from happiness, what to eliminate. And there are different levels, but I digress. Let's get to today's topic. Again, if you want to call in and speak with me live, the number is area code 646-564-9619. Again, area code 646-564-9619. And if you're on 5 or new, just ask to join the stage. I welcome all that disagree. Yes, I do. Let's see. Oh, the topic. The topic of today is, it's all meaningless. Oh, and I'm not going to get credit for this. I'm not going to get credit for this topic. There is a his name is Daryl Anka, but he channels an entity called Bashar, B-A-S-H-A-R. And if you haven't been introduced or if you haven't listened, you can go on YouTube. I highly recommend him or it. Bashar, B-A-S-H-A-R, and he was, it sounds like a man's voice, he was being channeled a few months ago, and one of the talks that he gave, he says, life is meaningless, and of course, I'm like you, what do you mean it's meaningless? All these years, I'm 68, but don't tell anybody, all these years of searching for meaning and searching for purpose, and it's meaningless? Well, let me attempt to interpret. The point was, it's meaningless until you give it a meaning. And when I say it, anything, life is meaningless. It's all meaningless until you, my dear audience, you, the individual, you know, the one that's looking in the mirror, you give it a meaning. And what entity is giving meaning? Now, if you've listened before, you know that I am very adamant about there are two entities. It's the universal voice and it's the ego's voice. Some people call it lower consciousness, critical mind, but it's that ego's voice, the ego that tells me, I'm just going to speak for myself, that tells me, look for your purpose and you'll be happy. Well, which is in the book also, Program for Unhappiness, Exposing the Untold Truth, coming out in 2 weeks. Let me just back up a little bit. The characteristics of the ego, number one, it is insatiable with being, feeling discontent, wanting something more out of the moment, wanting something more to happen, wanting something, desiring something to manifest. I need to have this, I need to have fill in the blank. to manifest before I can feel a different way. You know that search, that seeking. And I shared this example. I shared this example endless of times that in before the famous slap heard around the world, Will Smith was interviewed in GQ magazine. It was November 2021. You can Google it. And he said, I have everything, money, fame, I have connections. At that time, he said, loving family. But guess what? Will Smith said in that article, he said, but I'm not happy. And that was before the slap. Because a happy person, in my humble opinion, which doesn't sound too humble, is not going to walk on stage and slap somebody. Is not going to slap somebody. Is not going to intentionally, thank you, cause harm. I digress. Let me get back to this meaningless. So who decides what is meaningful and what isn't? What entity is behind that deciding what's meaningful? Have you ever thought about that? And one of the things that Bashar said is that, yes, we all, and especially because we are all as different as our fingerprints, we all, I can say this, post, plaster, stick a meaning to everything. Let me speak for myself. And this is the practice. When I say happiness is a practice skill, contentment is a practice skill, I'm practicing too. And what I've noticed is that when my ego makes a decision to deem something, label something serious or important, I'm labeling this experience, this situation, serious, important. With that label comes a meaning and a judgment. Judgments, all judgments subtract from your happiness. All judgments subtract from your contentment. With that label, serious, with that energy of this is serious, and quite frankly, the world is on this. This is serious. Look around. And you can feel the difference. You can feel the difference in your body. You can feel it when you are believing that something is serious. What about shifting your perspective to include, life is an experience without a judgment. That judgment is behind what is meaningful. What if, let me just let you know, when I heard this life is meaningless, first of all, I was taken aback and I felt like somebody put me in a washing machine and just a dryer and just tumbled me around and around. So it did jolt me for a second. But one of the things that the universe has gifted me with is the ability to feel in my body what's the truth and what's not. And this isn't just me talking about it. This isn't just my conclusion. What gives life meaning? A number of you, my dear audience, well, thank you, will come up with A, B, C, D, or numbers or lists. But I'm here to tell you that my new practice, oh, I don't even want to tell you, but I have to, because I tell you everything, well, mostly everything, is that what I've been doing the last few weeks, when my mind, when the ego gets into this constant thoughts, endless thought streams, endless stories that just will not quit. I come back to my new mantra, which is, it's all meaningless. This is meaningless. I already know in 100 years all of this is going to be meaningless. When I'm gone, it's going to be meaningless. And when I say meaningless, don't get your feelings hurt. I'm talking to myself. At first, yes, meaningless. Huh? All of it? Everything, universe, is meaningless. And I use the term meaningless. Some people say God, higher power, source, all that there is, whatever term you want to use. And quite frankly, I embrace the atheist too. One of my favorite teachers is Sam Harris. If you haven't watched any of his videos on YouTube, I highly recommend him. Sam Harris, I just found him a few weeks ago, or maybe a month ago, and he had this, he made this very short, maybe a minute, a video about the present moment and how, and of course I'm getting off on a tangent, but how we all live in anything other than the present moment. And one of the things that he said is the horror is, as far as living in the past, living in the future, and he said, but the horror, he used the word horror, is that we've succeeded in not living in the present moment. And that's another program. That's another program, living in the past, talking about the past, thinking about the future, the thoughts into the future. But let me get back to this meaningless. I've been watching a lot of NDE, which is a near-death experience videos on YouTube lately. And again, if you want to call and speak with me live, the number here is area code 646-564-9619. Again, area code 646-564-9619. And press the number 1. Let me see if anybody's in the queue. I have to click here. And one of these days I'm going to have a crew, but I don't have a crew yet. I'm a one-woman show. Hair, makeup, studio, sound, recording, notes. Let me get back to this meaningless topic. What entity decides that this is meaningful? Let me get back to the NDE, near-death experiences. I watched a few of them, and all of them come up with the same type of story. They have left their body. You know, they've had some kind of health scare, tragedy, heart attack, drowning, just a variety of accident, car accident, and they feel and they're either in the hospital or they feel like they've left their body, and they can actually look down and see that they're higher than or elevated out of their body. Okay, near-death experience. And one of the things that they all say is they are conscious during this time. They are aware and they are conscious. And then they talk about looking at or seeing or feeling this light. And they all talk about this sense of complete wholeness, love surrounding them, a love that they've never felt ever before. And if they were experiencing pain before they left their bodies, there is absolutely no pain. The pain is instantly gone in this dimension or wherever they are. I'm not even going to say where they are, but wherever they find it, wherever they are, they are experiencing it's beyond heaven. And some of them have said that when they hear a voice and say, okay, it's time to go back into their body and continue on living on this planet as a human, they say, I don't want to go back. No, I don't want to go back. no, I'd rather stay here. I'm bringing up that point is that this idea or thought or belief and program that what is happening on this planet while I'm just going to speak for myself, while I'm here, and I don't know what, I'm 68 now, who knows? Who knows? I could walk out in the street and get hit by a bus. Keep it light, everyone. Keep it light. If you can't laugh at and everything, I mean everything, it's a practice. Keeping it all light, but backing up. The human, it is a program to put meaning on what I experience. I'm going to speak for myself. What I experience in this life. It is a program to put, to add meaning, this mean, and what is that anyway? I'm just going to say that my practice is to include this mantra. It's all meaningless anyway. And when I say that, it's not to discourage me from taking action or inspired action. It is to get everything into perspective because I know my ego wants me to chew on something and wants me to believe that when my mother died and she gifted the house to the handyman, 6 years later, I'm still in the midst of a legal battle. That has meaning. There's something about that incident that I can sink my teeth into. And I'm here to say that even that doesn't have meaning. At least for me, this is my new practice, doesn't mean that I am not going to be active, continue living, but I am definitely dropping the seriousness and the untruth that this is so meaningful. Life is meaningful. Life is purposeful. No, life is just a moment in time. Let me soften my voice if I can. I told you I'm an ex-boot camp instructor, and believe it or not, for 26 years of teaching boot camp classes, I never used a microphone. Why? Because I got a big, loud mouth. That's why. I am acquired taste. I am letting go, and you can come along if you like. I am letting go of attaching a meaning to anything that I am going to be experiencing or anything that I did experience. Now, I already know my ego doesn't like that, but one of the things that my ego does and lives for and is using me as a host to live inside and to act like it's me, is using me. It needs my voice to speak. It needs my thoughts and my stories to be believed and to identify with. The more I let that go, the more I eliminate identifying with the ego and definitely knowing the difference. Knowing the difference between my ego and the universal self, you can feel the difference. The ego is always wanting, is always desiring, is always looking for more, is always discontented with everything. I don't know about you, but come on. And these wants and these desires, okay, that's the second topic. These wants and these desires and asking for, oh, gosh, I'm just going to be, you see, I don't have any friends. Asking for, desiring for, let me just say this. You are going to experience I am going to experience everything that I'm destined to experience. No exception. There's nothing I can do to stop this train from happening. There's nothing that I can do or feel or say to block my destiny. You think God isn't that powerful? Oh, I'm self-sabotaging myself, I'm blocking my good, I'm blocking my abundance. No, you're not. But you can keep believing it if you want. I'm here to say that God, the universe, is more powerful. And whatever you're destined to experience, whatever I'm destined to experience, is going to happen. So to stop asking for, how about this? This is my practice. Universe, God, source, higher power, whatever you want for me, whatever you desire for me is my desire. Whatever you wish, want, desire me to experience, I'm good with it. If something is happening, it's supposed to be happening. And if it's not, guess what? It's not supposed to be happening. I don't care how much I pray, how much I ask, how much I want, how much I desire. If it's not part of my plan, if it's not part of the destiny, if it's not part of my destiny, guess what? It ain't going to happen. Oh, no, Rebecca, no. I'm making things happen. I'm manifesting. Oh. You see why I don't have any friends? Manifesting what? Manifesting, and listen, it's in the book. Where is that book? It's in the book, and it's a whole chapter about, oh, my goodness, it's about, what did I title it? I don't have it in front of me. What life coaches, gurus, and motivational speakers don't want you to know. When I say the world sells dissatisfaction, it sells just like sex chefs, sex shells, sex sells. And yes, you're manifesting something. Well, if you believe, scratch that, your ego has you believing that, yes, you can manifest. And if you believe that, okay, more power to you. No judgment here, because that's a deep, deep, deep program. But manifest a new tree. Manifest a planet. Manifest a star. Manifest, this is in the Bible. My friend who studies the Bible, and he wrote it down for me. Of course, I forgot Matthew Chapter 6. Anyway, manifest yourself 3 inches taller. If you can manifest something in this dimension, manifest that. Manifest all you wonderful, and I'm loving you manifestors. I love you all. Love you. Scratch that. I accept you all. I accept you all like the universe accepts. Manifest, all you manifestors, manifest world peace. Get together. Big convention. Manifestor convention. Manifest world peace. So what I'm trying to say is, I know. In this dimension, a human cannot manifest what? But the ego believes. The ego wants you to believe. The ego has scratched the you. I'm only going to speak for myself. The ego wants me to believe that, yeah, I can manifest something. Well, how about just accepting this has just been part of my journey? How about that? Stop asking for it. Well, I stopped asking years ago. I gave up. And I have to say that giving up, asking, changed, not changed, but directed my focus onto things that I couldn't even have imagined to ask for. I couldn't even have imagined to desire or want. It's beyond all desire. So my point is, the universe's plan is more intricate, is more grand. I have both of my hands up here. Let's see. Both of my is grander than anything I could have even desired or wanted. See, because those desires and those wants, where do they come from? Does God desire anything? Does God want anything? Does God ask, what's my why? That's a question from the ego. When I got really hip to the trickery and the hidden carrots, that's what because the ego just, it's just carrots, just dangling in front of me, carrots. When I really realized that this is what the ego, these are the ego's desires. And to what? Desiring and wanting something for what? Okay, now we get to another topic. Here, put your seatbelt on again. Well, you keep your seatbelt strapped. This service to the world, service to humanity, giving back, all of that, let's see, I really want to be clear. All of that is ego-driven, I'm speaking for myself, is ego-driven, and what can I do or what do I do? All I can do, and this is just me, is be a human example of the universe. What does that mean? Be, embody, practice, being, asking universe, how do I walk, talk on this planet as a human example of the universe? I think, what's his name? Hold on a second. Who's that guy? Jesus was doing that. A human example, a teacher. And so we learn, scratch that. I learn, because one of the things I really try practicing, not to say we, and only speaking for myself, just we. We, what does that mean? The practice is to be a human example. So what does that mean? Is acceptance of every single person I meet and where I meet them. Acceptance of, and I'm not going to say limitations, I'm not going to say mistakes, because there is no such thing. Just acceptance of every single person that I meet. I'm not saying this is an easy practice. Acceptance without judgment. Committing to peace rather than drama. Let's get down to emotions for a second. Let me talk about emotions. As a human, there are endless, countless emotions that I've experienced, that I know you've experienced. But who labels these emotions? Sad, anxious, resentful, anger, happy, content, all of it, who labels these emotions? So the other practice, and I've talked about this before, but the other practice is to feel all of them. You can't help but feel all the emotions. While feeling all of the emotions, letting go of a label and a story attached as to why I'm feeling this way. I'm feeling this way because it's just time. I'm feeling this way because I'm human, I'm in this dimension, and humans feel a lot of different emotions. Can you imagine as a child learning that while you get older, growing up, you're going to feel a lot of different emotions. And listen to this one, seatbelt. And all of them are going to be good. From crying to laughing to anger to annoyance to sadness. How do you know what sadness and loneliness feels like? See, it's the vibration. It's the vibration. It's the energy that is powerful. And so when you're vibrating on a lower vibration, a lower level of consciousness, and I'm not judging one is better than the other. You hear me? Hold on a second. I've got to get some water. And I don't have a cough button or a gulp of water button. Hold on. Reality, spirituality. When you drink water, when you drink water, especially out of a bottle, as soon as you finish that last swallow, that's mandatory. Mandatory. What the hell was I talking about? Oh, emotions. The program is to have a preference for your emotions. I prefer to feel a certain way. In fact, that's one of the program behaviors that subtracts from happiness, that subtracts from contentment, is having preferences. I prefer to feel open and connected and at ease as opposed to angry, heavy. You see, the practice is to accept all emotions without any, wanting anything different. In other words, whatever is happening in the moment, surrender to it. Surrender to all of the emotions, all of them. And one of the things that I know that helps me is knowing that not one moment in time is going to last. There is always going to be a next moment until there's not a next moment. Get it? But there's always going to be a next moment. And being surrendering in the moment and surrendering to whatever emotion I'm feeling, I would have been 100 steps ahead of this game. It wouldn't have taken me 45 years, this happiness. I would have had it in less than 6 months. All emotions are good. All emotions are acceptable. All emotions are important. All emotions are welcomed? Huh? No, I spent most of my life desiring, having a preference. There we go with the ego, discontented. And if you've lived long enough, those quote unquote happy moments, connected moments, contented moments. Oh, you know, when I'm looking out into the sunset and feeling overwhelmed with gratitude. Oh, and there's a tear that drops down. Oh, gratitude. Oh, thank you for everything. Oh. Which is another, you don't want to hear this. Is another, I can't say it. It may be another program. But because that gratitude energy without a story is just another energy. What's the difference between the energy, the vibration of gratitude, of joy, of happiness, of what is the different energy? It's the same. It's the same energy. I hope I'm explaining myself. I know what I mean. And my practice has been, especially in the last few years, is accepting the fact that whatever this journey brings, it's my job and my assignment to sit in the back seat or sit in the passenger seat and allow, without exception, and trust that I am being driven and taken to every place, every experience, every circumstance that I need to go. And this journey is custom. It's custom to you. It's custom made for me. That's the beauty of it too. What you will discover along the journey that is going to add to your growth, your evolution, your expansion, your consciousness is going to be different than mine. It's the wonder, and it's the wonder of how mind-boggling all of this is. Getting back to the near-death experiences, when I was watching those videos, I realized that there is so much more than what my little pea brain in this little body can even comprehend. But the ego tries to comprehend, and the ego tries to make sense of and tell stories that tell stories that are labeled truth. What is the truth? The truth is that this is ever-changing, ever-evolving, ever-shifting, there's nothing stagnant about life. Even when something dies, and I'm talking about a plant, even that, there is still energy going on. So the truth is it is always ever-changing, everlasting. This my ego is so limited that I have kicked it to the curb. I'm talking about something that is above its pay grade, above its pay scale. The ego can only do so much, which is make sure I've had a shower, my hair is clean, wash my hair, occasionally a little lipstick, oh, look at that, earrings on. Don't walk out into the middle of the street. Don't walk into the middle of a freeway. Don't jump off a bridge. Those are jobs that my ego is qualified for. What my ego is not qualified for is to explain to me I'm going to use the word torture, air quotes, torture me and attempt to make me believe that I am it. I am not my ego. I am not that entity that says achieve. I am here to experience being, living, practicing as much as possible how to remain, how to stay, how to live in the present moment. But how do you plan anything? You can make plans. But know that whatever you plan, if it hasn't been co-signed by you know who or you know what, that plan isn't going to happen. The plan isn't going to get executed. That's another truth. I had another point. Of course, I lost it. Lost it right in the middle of that point. Where was I? Let me look at my notes here. Here we go. This is something else I wanted to talk about very briefly. How many of you, just raise your hands, I can feel it. How many of you have regrets and think that you've made mistakes? Regrets and mistakes. Is that the truth? The ego would want you to believe that, yes, you have regrets, and yes, you've made mistakes. I like to throw out the example of look at nature. Are there any mistakes in nature? I remember a couple of weeks ago when I was teaching the class The Truth About Happiness, and one of the students said, "Well, yeah, there's some animals that are perfect, and sometimes they're born with three legs instead of four." And that's not really the voice, but I like to do voices. It adds to the humor. It adds to the entertainment. In my humble, not so humble opinion, some animals are born with three legs and not four, and some animals are born, and that's a mistake. Well, who says that's a mistake? Who is saying that's a mistake? And I'm going to bring this up because I brought it up last week, but this is a good example. And I really appreciate people that don't agree and that challenge my position. And one of the things that was said, and they used it as an example of diamonds. We're all diamonds. And I love it because it's a perfect example of judgment. And all judgment subtracts. All judgment subtracts from your contentment. And they were saying that we're all diamonds, and let your diamond shine, and polish your diamond, and shine and shine. Shine your shine in the world. And then my question was, what's wrong with the diamond that hasn't been processed? What's up with why am I poo-pooing on the diamond that hasn't been polished? You see how tricky and how programmed all of this is? Programmed to have meaning. Programmed to have a story. Be the truth. And the truth is, this is an experience from a polished diamond to an unpolished diamond. What's the difference? Other than, I mean, it's going to look different, but is one better? Is one higher or elevated higher than another? Question mark. This living being conscious in every moment ain't easy. But it's where you're going to find the most peace. And I'm talking about an energetic peace. I'm not talking about a moment. And now, who am I peaceful for a moment? I'm talking about a foundational peace, identifying with peace, being peace, identifying with contentment. And when you identify with contentment, when I identify with contentment, then I'm not going to behave, do, believe anything that is the opposite of contentment. Back to the topics. It's all meaningless. It is all meaningless until you put the meaning on it and just make damn sure that you know what you is putting a meaning on it. Number two, stop asking for shit. You can keep asking. you keep asking and you keep believing that you're asking and it's going to happen because you've asked, and okay. You can spend your time doing something else. Anyway, and I ask, universe, whatever you have for me, whatever you want me to experience is exactly what I want to experience. I don't want any more. I don't need any more. Thank you. But my ego will tell me, hey, what about this? You're going to be left out. This isn't happening soon enough. The ego's very impatient. This isn't happening the way I planned. Okay. Now, no ego. Have a seat. Sit down. Oh, back to the end. And then I'm going to wrap everything up. Back to the end. Back to writing and enjoying the ride. Back to being in the passenger seat or back to being in the back seat. The ego thinks, wants, pretends, tries to make me believe that I'm driving, that I have my hands on the steering wheel, that I'm making this stuff happen. And I'm here to say that's an illusion. Take your hands off the steering wheel, and if you can't take your hands off, just try one finger at a time. One finger take off the steering wheel. Trust, and you can't do that without trusting. You can't take your hands off the steering wheel if you don't practice trust. And also if you don't practice being at peace, being okay with uncertainty. So you take your finger, you have your hands on the steering wheel, you know how to drive. One finger comes up, and you have 9 fingers on the steering wheel. 2 fingers come up, now you have 8 fingers. Now how long does it take for that one finger to come off the steering wheel, the second finger to come off the steering wheel? Could it take a week? Could it take a month? Could it take a year? Could it take years? And I'm here to share that all hands are off the steering wheel, behind my head. Am I enjoying the ride? If I talk to my ego, the answer would be, hell no. I would change a lot of things. But I'm not. I'm not in charge. Hands off the steering wheel. Trust blindly. Practice being okay with uncertainty. And can we start enjoying this ride? I vote yes. Ooh. Well, that wasn't so bad, looking at myself while I'm talking. Well, that's the end of today's show. Thank you for listening. Reality Spirituality Radio is heard every Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And visit my website at RebeccaNorrington.com. Follow me on Twitter at RL Norrington. LinkedIn. My Instagram handle is Reality Spirituality. My YouTube channel, subscribe. Subscribe to the YouTube channel, please. Or not. Subscribe to the YouTube channel or not. It's work in progress. Again, the show that I do live with my son every Saturday is called Mother and Son Making Sense Out of Nonsense Plus More. Every Saturday at 9:15 Pacific Standard Time, live on YouTube. My first book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness. Okay. Look at that. Well, thank you. Someone just texted me and said they just subscribed. Wow, isn't that something? I don't think she's listening to the show, but who knows? My first book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, can be purchased on Amazon. And this book that I'm writing now, the book that I'm finished with, I'm just finishing the last edit, the last revision. I'm on revision number 5. It's almost finished. It's going to be finished within, today it's going to be finished, and then I'll pick the cover, move on to the next phase. Maybe the next couple of weeks it'll be out online. Yay! And you'll have in your hand the 54 program behaviors that have been proven to subtract from your happiness, your contentment, and your peace. You're welcome. Until next week, my dear audience, I want you to remember who the hell you are. You are a physical extension of the universe, your conscious energy, which is always evolving and always changing, always growing. Love is patient, and love is kind. Be patient and be kind to yourself by accepting yourself in every moment. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. It is about the journey. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality Radio with yours truly, Global Happiness Specialist, Rebecca L. Norrington. Remember, happiness is a practice skill, and I promise you, the more you practice, the more you commit, the more you prioritize this thing called happiness, which is an energy of contentment, the more peace you're going to find, the more peace you're going to experience. And your experience in every moment reflects on what you practice. Have a conscious week. Thank you for listening.
Yeah, oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experience.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Question for RLM.
Reality, spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some.